to the podcast, Wealth Strategies to Value. I'm your host, Troy Shorts, and I'm here with my business partner, Joy Shorts. And today I have an amazing guest for you guys to meet today. We're going to have a podcast today that we're going to dedicate towards our business owner clients. You know, statistics say that over the next 20 to 25 years, that 50% of Americans will be involved in some sort of a business that they own. So with those facts in mind, you know, the information that we're going to bring to the table, I think is going to be extremely valuable. So our special guest today is David Zeremet. David is a strategic partner of Shorts & Associates. And I just want to say thanks, Dave, for joining us. Dave is the guy that really makes us look good in front of you. I think Dave's specialty is really taking the complexity of financial planning with business owners and really making things ultra simple. And I think that's really the key to, you know, building trust and having relationships and people having the ease and the safety and being able to enjoy their retirement better. So I think that's really the piece that Dave brings to the table. I'm going to call Dave like Scottie Pippen. How about that today? I'm going to call you, you're the Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan, right? You're the guy that makes it happen. Without Scottie, guess what? Mike doesn't win those championships. So without Dave, we can't be successful in the field, right?
I guess that makes you Michael then, huh?
Well, I wouldn't go that
far. How about Bill Cartwright?
Yeah, I'll take that. So, Dave, I'd love for you to just introduce yourself to our guests, to our podcast, and tell us a little bit about who you are and tell us, you know, how long you've been in business and tell us, you know, like basically how you help.
Sure, Troy. And we love partnering with you and your team there. My name is David Zeremet. I'm an attorney, but I like to say I'm a friendly attorney. I want to help. I really love advanced planning. And a lot of what we do in advanced planning is work with business owners and talk to them about their concerns, their fears, their dreams, and help them get there. But, you know, we've partnered with you and other firms around the country who work in advanced markets. So, you know, you're one of the gurus out there. Working with business owners, and we like to be thought of as kind of your back office, right? Yeah. I'm an attorney. I specialize on the, you know, more the legal, the tax planning side of the house, and advisors like yourself who are working with successful business owners, you know, you're looking for creative solutions to help get your clients where they want to go. So that's what we do. I was trained as an attorney. I've been an attorney for close to 30 years. Quite frankly, the early part of my career was spent on the legal side of the house, you know, more cleaning up messes. And I didn't like that side as much. I prefer to work more with advisors around the country to help people plan to avoid problems, right? You know, as opposed to working on, you know, clean up on aisle five. So I love what I do. I've been in advanced markets now for close to 30 years, and I just love it. So, you know, love working with you and helping your clients.
Yeah. Awesome. Dave, here's a question for you. What would you say are the three biggest things that keep business owners up at night?
That's a question because, you know, we find successful business owners, to their credit, focus on the thing that they're best at, which is their business. They're working day in and day out, focusing on their business. They got their nose to the grindstone. They're growing. They're successful. But one of the weaknesses we often see is that they have some significant blind spots. But I say that with the best of intentions, because again, they're working hard at what they do best, which is running a successful business. So I give them all the credit in the world for that. But they do tend to overlook some significant planning areas. I'd break it into three major areas. The first area is what I call protecting the team. The second area is developing tax-free capital. And the third area is developing an exit strategy. Mm. So if you want, I can break those down a little bit for you and give you a little bit of, you know, a deeper dive on each one so our listeners can understand what I'm talking about. The first area, protection. Sure. The first area is protection. What do we mean by that? Well, most business owners you talk to will readily admit that they insure their buildings and they insure their machinery. You know, if their machinery burns down, they're protected. They'll say, heck yes, I got casualty or commercial insurance. Mm-hmm. But they often don't protect their most valuable asset, the most valuable asset of their business, their power, their top people, their key employees. So we often find that as a significant blind spot. And once they realize that, hey, I haven't taken the steps to insure my top talent, that tends to keep them up at night. So that's where you come in. I know you know this, but our listeners out there, this may trigger them. You know, hey, you have insurance if your building burns down. What happens if your key people burn down, in a manner of speaking? Yeah. So we find that protection element is very important and often overlooked. I don't know if your experience is the same talking to business owners, you know, on protecting their key employees.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
The second area that I would then say, let's say they do have protection in place for their key employees. You know, they have key person life insurance owned by the business to protect the business. Well, the question that often comes up is, your business is successful, it's growing, maybe an opportunity comes along to expand the business. Where are you going to get the capital to do that? And many business owners say, well, I don't have a bucket of money just sitting around, because they're deploying that capital into their business. They're reinvesting into their business, which I think is great. But what happens when that opportunity does come around and they don't have extra capital? Well, they often are left with crawling to the bank, right? Hoping, you know, asking permission from their local lender if they can expand. And unfortunately, you know, in my 20 plus years with Ohio National Financial Services, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of cases where clients weren't able to get that capital for whatever reason. Whether it was the dot-com bubble around the 2000s, whether it was the 2008, 2009 Great Recession, or maybe it was even the early stages of our COVID pandemic when money became tight. You can't always rely on that lender. And if you can, you don't know what rate you're going to get. What's your interest rate going to be? So the business owners who plan ahead think about developing their own buck capital, developing their own source of money that they can tap into. And if they do it properly, as you know, you can show them a way that they can develop it and tap into it tax-free.
You got it.
So that's the area that we have a blind spot is. Mm-hmm. So you've got team creating a tax-free bucket of capital. And the third blind spot, which may be one of the biggest of all, is exit strategy. What do I mean by that? Well, successful business owners pour their blood, sweat, and their tears into their business. They put years and years into it. And often it's a family affair. They've got their family involved as well. So they're, in many ways, they are all in on this business. But when you ask them, you're a successful business owner, tell me about your exit. You know, how do you intend to either exit the business gracefully or pass it to your children or grandchildren or whoever it is? How do you plan on doing that? And we often find that business owners say, well, you know, so hard and running so successfully that I really haven't thought about that. I need to think about my exit strategy, my transition plan. So I know I went a little long-winded in that, but if you boil it down, those are the three areas. And these are all areas that I call must-haves for business owners. You must have key employee protection in place. Yeah. You must have capital source. And you should have an exit strategy. So I got to know that I'm preaching to the choir. If the clients out there are listening in, hopefully they're nodding their heads along saying, I need to think about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Dave, I love your words, blind spots. I think that's crucial. You know, as advisors, our job is to really navigate this journey, you know, and we have to let them know where the potholes are. We got to let them know where the traffic jams are, you know, and how we can get them to their destination ultimately. So I love that terminology, blind spot. I think that's awesome. So here's a question for you, Dave. In your 27 years of experience, what would you say would be one of the things that you've learned that's like a solid truth about dealing with business owners?
Well, and I touched on this during my discussion of the capital source. And what I would say is the one truth I know, and this is a truth that's been around hundreds, if not thousands of years, which is cash is king. Cash is king. If your business has an emergency, you often need cash. If you cash, if you transition your business to operation, you need cash. Heaven forbid, if you pass away, your family's going to need cash to transition that business. Again, in my 27 years in this profession, I've never had anybody have to apologize for having too much cash. And most of the cases I work on, unfortunately, there's a great need for cash. And if you fail to plan, the cash won't be there. So I know I'm a big fan of life insurance. I know you are too, Troy, but I just think once clients see the planning that you can do with that wonderful vehicle, both the living benefit with the cash value you can accumulate, plus the death benefit protection to protect the business, you've got a vehicle right in front of you that is very well suited to provide that cash either during lifetime or at death. And if you do it properly, either way, it's non-taxable.
You got it. You got it. Sometimes I think the biggest secret in our world is cash value life insurance. I think it's just a big secret. And, the people that understand it benefit by it. And the people that don't understand it, they're being taken advantage of. It's just, they're not utilizing it, to their benefit. So I definitely agree with you 100%. Cash is king. And, those who have it will benefit. Those who don't will suffer.
Absolutely. And the way I see it is, I don't think any of us, nobody wants to push a product on anybody, but if it's a solution that can do these things for you, if it can provide the benefits you're looking for, do so in a cost-effective manner, and save on taxes, well, then I think it can be a great solution. So, insurance in every case, somebody's uninsurable or they're at an age where it just makes it cost prohibitive, or maybe it just doesn't fit their planning goals. Well, then there are other options out there, right? Yeah. There are other things you can offer. But for many business owners, when you combine the living benefit, that cash bucket, and the death benefit protection that most business owners lack, it really is a great solution in most cases. So, the key there is where it's appropriate, where it fits, where it's in someone's best interest, they certainly should look into it. And I find that most business owners, again, to their credit, they're really focusing on their business and they're running hard. And sometimes they really just need to step back, take a chance to assess what's going on, talk to people like you, and get their bearings and figure out, okay, how can we make our business even better? How can we make it even stronger and more flexible? And that's where you come in.
Got it. Well, guys, you've heard it from the master here. David Schremmett is here with us today, and I just want to thank you for taking the time out to spend with me today. And I just want to continue to build our relationship and continue to work with our business owner clients and really allow these folks to have a much easier, a much safer, and a much more enjoyable retirement. So there you have it, guys. I'd like you to subscribe to our channel on YouTube, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram.